Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Joel Wallach as my special expert guest. Dr. Joel Wallach obtained his Bachelor of Science in Agriculture from the University of Missouri in 1962 with a major in animal husbandry and a minor in field crops and soils. In 1964, he was awarded a doctorate in veterinary medicine, also from the University of Missouri. Thereafter, he completed a three-year postdoctoral fellowship at the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. In 1982, he obtained a doctorate in naturopathic medicine from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon. Dr. Wallach's research has resulted in the publication of more than 70 peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. Dr. Wallach has also made major contributions to 8 multi-authored text and reference books on these subjects. Dead Doctors Don't Lie was created by Dr. Joel Wallach after years of research on the subject of health and longevity. Dr. Wallach discovered that the lifespan of the average doctor in America is several years shorter than the average couch potato. Dead Doctors Don't Lie is available in both audio and printed format. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio show is a daily live nationally syndicated talk show with Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach currently travels the U.S. and abroad doing at least 300 live lectures each year. Good morning, Dr. Wallach, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Well, thank you, Corey. Appreciate the hospitality and look forward to working with you.
Very good. Now, the thing that comes to mind right off the bat, of course, it's tied in with the popular theme of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, but why is the lifespan of the average doctor in America several years shorter than the average couch potato?
Well, Corey, they don't understand health. A doctor is taught to prescribe pharmaceuticals and do surgery. They do not understand health. In the veterinary industry, we have no health insurance, so we must take care of animals in such a manner that they do not require surgery or pharmaceuticals. We've tripled lifespans of animals over the last 60 years. We've eliminated 900 different diseases in them by just giving them proper nutrition. I'm not talking about different percentages of fats and protein. I'm talking about the 90 essential nutrients. We call the 90 for life. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. Medical doctors don't get 30 minutes of nutrition in 14 years of medical school. They don't get a test in that 30 minutes. And so it's absolutely imperative that the average person begin to take care of themselves. We cannot depend on the medical system to take care of people because they're not designed to do that.
Now, you're a naturopathic doctor as well, and is that the avenue that people need to go towards? They need to reach out towards people like yourself to get the services they need when it comes to their health?
If people need a physician, they need to go to a naturopathic physician. And the reason is naturopathic physicians don't kill people. Naturopathic physicians just do not kill people. By contrast, and I'm quoting now the Center for Disease Control out of Atlanta, Georgia, and the Journal of the American Medical Association, and the auditor for Medicare and so forth. In 2007, these agencies said medical doctors in America kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their patients, their customers, in their workplace, 5.8 million in hospitals and 9.2 million in private offices and clinics, and they get a walk. There's no consequences. Then, in 1998, the auditor for Medicare came out and said, each month, medical doctors kill 15,000 Medicare patients in hospitals, and they get a walk. There's no consequences. And then every year, this came out in 2011, every year, medical doctors infect 2 million patients in hospitals, of which 90,000 die. 90,000 of their patients, their customers, die each year because the doctor didn't wash their hands after they went to the bathroom, wear the same white coat covered in pee and poop and blood and pus and all kinds of nasty stuff from room to room to room. We treat animals better than that. And so this is one of the reasons I give 350 now free lectures a year to make sure that everybody knows that the naturopathic model is much more safe and also much more effective.
9/11 created quite a stir and a massive response of retaliation. So why aren't we also responding to the numbers of people that are dying as a consequence of intervention from physicians.
Falsely, Corey, people believe they can solve their health problems by having better insurance, but there's not a single insurance policy that will prevent or cure disease. Insurance policies just pay the doctors when we mess up. And so it was a wrong choice, absolute wrong choice. The government should be paying for nutritional education, for prevention, through making sure that everybody gets the 90 essential nutrients by supplement, and take away their insurance. So make sure that everybody is responsible for their own health, and I guarantee you that we will save America. If we're dependent on the medical system, we're in trouble. In fact, what I'd propose, because you kind of alluded to that, we responded so heavily to the 9/11 when a handful of people murdered 3,000 Americans in the World Trade Center. Why don't we do that against the doctors? Well, I'm actually here at a summit with OSHA people. I asked them that question. Can I file a complaint against the medical system about all these people killed, injured, and infected by medical doctors in their workplace? They said, well, no, because that's just for employers and employees. It has nothing to do with customers. That's a different story. They don't deal with damages done to customers. And so doctors have gotten a walk. They've actually legislated themselves into a position of monopoly. The only flourishing monopoly in America is the medical system. And insurance pays for medical care. Insurance makes it wise for a doctor to game the system. They will take cash payments from a patient and not report that income. They will bill 5 or 8 or 10 different agencies for one procedure they perform on one patient and get paid by half of those, and they get a walk. That's a insurance fraud. That's a federal crime, and doctors get a walk. By contrast, naturopathic physicians don't get paid by insurance, which I think is a good thing. I think they should only be paid by the patient, and I think that naturopathic doctors do a much better job of caring for the patients and eliminating disease. That's what we do. And so what I did was combine what I learned in veterinary school and what I learned in naturopathic school, put them together, and came up with Youngevity and the 90 for Life program. And so our goal here is to get everybody on the 90 essential nutrients, Corey, before they get sick, just like we put oil in a car before the engine burns up. We change the oil every 3,000 miles to assure 3,000 healthy miles for that engine. People wait until they get sick because doctors falsely tell them, listen, just eat well, you're going to get everything you need. And then when the person gets sick, they're in pain, they're frightened, they run to a doctor, and the doctor can cut them up and give them drugs that will kill them and injure them, cause more diseases and side effects, and people think that's normal. Well, I have all these diseases because I'm old. My doctor says I have an autoimmune disease. My body's attacking itself. I'm being treated for Lyme's disease for 40 years. That doctor should go to jail for insurance fraud. Nobody has Lyme's disease for 40 years and needs to come in every week for treatment. That's turning the patient into an ATM machine. And that's why the medical system has failed us. Even the U.S. Senate says that the medical system games Medicare.
You know, I'm fascinated by your background in animal husbandry, and I'm looking at your bio right now online and seeing that you worked with rhinos and elephants. So you went to Africa, you've worked with these animals. What was that like?
Well, actually, I worked for Marlon Perkins before I graduated high school, you know, the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show, the guy before the crocodile hunter. And it was always, you know, every kid's dream back in those days to be a Frank Buck and go to Africa and be the great white hunter. Well, I was able to do that, but I didn't kill the animals. I actually tranquilized them. And I caught over 100 elephants and over 200 white rhino. And if you see a white rhino in a wild animal park or a zoo today, it's either one that I caught or offsprings of the ones that I caught. While I was there, Marlon Perkins actually got a grant to study pollution and nutrition in zoo animals that die of natural causes and people who live near the zoos who die of natural causes. Well, because as a graduate student, before I graduated veterinary school, I was a graduate student, I happened to run into and identify and publish the first case of a mass die-off in America from pollution. Wrote it up, got pretty well-known internationally for that paper. And so Perkins, when I was in Africa, actually got a grant to study pollution and nutrition in zoo animals dying of natural causes and the people dying of natural causes who live in close proximity to the zoos. And since I was the only guy who had written papers on the subject, he brought me back from Africa, and I was the chief pathologist on this project, which ran for about 12 years. I actually did some 17,500 autopsies on over 454 species of zoo animals, 3,000 human beings that lived in close proximity to the zoos, and actually did 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 in China, who actually went to China on a grant and did 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 12 who died of what's called Keeshan disease. It's a cardiomyopathy, heart disease in little kids. And these things are all written up scientifically, and people say, oh, there's no way you could do all that. Well, it's written up scientifically, and apparently the Smithsonian Institute likes it because they put my books in the Smithsonian Institute as national treasures because of the information. And so it's been very comforting. It makes me feel very good. I've been able to help so many people. And in those studies, I actually discovered the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis back in 1977, for which I was fired because I found out that cystic fibrosis was caused by a nutritional deficiency during pregnancy, is not a genetic disease, as the medical profession believes. And so they fired me because they had all these grants to study the genetics of cystic fibrosis. So it was either fire a 24-year-old guy or miss getting those grants. So they fired me. That's when I went back to school in Portland, Oregon, became a naturopathic physician. And I began to treat people with cystic fibrosis. Along the way, I ran into people who also had muscular dystrophy and have learned the cause, prevention, and cure also of muscular dystrophy now. And we're in touch with Jerry Lewis, and we're working, hopefully working with him more and more and more, so we're able to get this message out at a higher level, because right now we're actually treating hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands at this point, of kids and young adults with muscular dystrophy, and we're reversing the disease. Even if they've been in wheelchairs for years, they've had the disease for 25, 30 years, we're able to reverse the disease, and they go back to a normal life.
That's just absolutely fantastic. And my goodness, the work that you're doing and have done and will continue to do, you just have to really recognize the effort that you're making and the differences that you're making in people's lives. And thank you very much for that. Now, I know that you were nominated for a Nobel Prize. You want to talk about that?
Well, yes, really very, very proud that I was, of course, nominated for the Nobel Prize. And even if you don't get it, it's like being nominated for the Oscar. The fact that your peers think your work is of great value was such a wonderful thing. And that was in 1991. That was for my work in preventing and curing birth defects in both animals and humans. And then just recently in 2011, I was given an international award, the Klaus Schwartz Commemorative Medal, for the discovery of cystic fibrosis some 35 years earlier. It took a long time, but I actually got the award. I think it had a lot to do with that Chinese study where 1,200 kids with Keeshan disease, cardiomyopathy, autopsy, and I found that 32% of them had cystic fibrosis and 100% of them had muscular dystrophy, and were able to prevent these diseases in these kids by supplementing them with the 90 essential nutrients in one particular trace mineral called selenium. And so we have such a great background. We have published papers on this. We're treating and reversing and curing these diseases in kids here in America. It's very exciting. And the big, of course, announcements are going to be coming out later this year, probably by fall. We'll have enormous amounts of printed data. And so I really appreciate you for letting me say these things sort of preemptively, if you will, letting people know to look for this information, because great strides are being made in saving these kids. And, of course, if we save the kids, we save America.
Well, Dr. Wallach, now with all your vast experience with animals in particular, and now when it comes to eating them, you know, as you know, there's a great controversy in the health field about whether or not we should be eating animals or not, regardless of whether it's wild game or feedlot. What is your position? Are humans designed by nature to be vegans and plant eaters only? What's your position?
Okay, well, in actuality, human beings were made to eat everything. We're omnivores. We have the capacity to consume, digest, and absorb nutrients from all forms of life, whether it's plant or animal. Doesn't matter. The piece you have to appreciate is plants can take carbon dioxide out of the air, use the sun's energy, and use photosynthesis and the chlorophyll in the plant to manufacture carbon chains, which turn out to be vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. But plants cannot manufacture minerals, Corey, and minerals make up 2/3 of the 90 essential nutrients. 60 of the 90 essential nutrients for human beings are minerals. So it's imperative we get all 60 essential minerals in optimal or greater than optimal amounts. Plants only need two minerals, phosphorus and potassium, and one gaseous element, nitrogen, from the soil to be able to make good seeds for the next generation and give the farmers a maximum yield in terms of tons and bushels per acre. We need 60. So if you're eating a pretty good slice of organically grown multigrain bread, you're 57 to 58 minerals short. And so in the animal industry, we've learned to level the playing field by supplement. So every animal gets perfect mineral supplementation in their food. and every mouthful is perfect. And whatever value they get from their food is value added. We don't depend on it. In contrast, medical doctors who only live to be 56, by the way, their average lifespan is 56. That's why I say only dead doctors don't lie. Why would you ask somebody who lives to be 56 how to learn to live to be 120, right? They're the wrong people to ask. They're not the go-to people. So they say, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, they have no earthly idea that you cannot get it because plants do not manufacture minerals. Nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. We level the playing field in animals by supplementing with all known essential nutrients in optimal amounts. And to do anything less for ourselves and our kids and our grandkids, shame on us. And every doctor who says, just eat well, you get everything you need, should be put in jail for involuntary manslaughter. I think that would be the penalty. It would be involuntary manslaughter. And because some doctors say that to thousands of people and thousands of people die from that misinformation, they should, of course, be put into jail for life without possibility of parole.
Now, recently, someone asked me about colloidal silver, and they had gone into a natural pharmacy up here, very popular, called Finlandia, which specializes in alternative functional medicine and supplies to that end. And she was told by her doctor that colloidal silver is useless and stupid and a waste of money to take it home, and that the person that recommended it is a quack. Can you comment on that, please?
Well, she should fire her doctor. This person should say, look, I want you to think of me as Donald Trump, and you're the apprentice, and you're fired. That doctor is dumber than a box of rocks. That doctor is very stupid, and that's why only dead doctors don't lie. These sorts of things will kill people. You know, antibiotics kill people. There's an enormous amount of terrible side effects associated with the use of antibiotics, including turning bacteria and viruses into drug-resistant organisms. There's never been an organism learned how to become resistant to colloidal silver. It's actually used in fourth-degree burn patients in hospitals. This guy is very ignorant because it will kill everything. It doesn't sting. It's put in babies' eyes, for goodness sakes. When a baby is born, a newborn baby, they put it in the baby's eyes so the baby doesn't have infections, particularly back during the 40s when the soldiers were coming back from Europe after the war. And gonorrhea and syphilis was quite common, and babies were being born with gonorrhea infections of the eyes. And so to prevent that from happening, they actually use colloidal silvers in the baby's eyes to kill that organism. They do it very safely without injuring the baby's eyes. The colloidal silver will kill just about every organism you can name, including HIV, all these terrible viruses, bacteria, yeast, and so forth. It's a great product, and I think that this lady should fire her doctor and let everybody know that this doctor is very, very ignorant and nobody should go to him.
You made a great comment on sodium I was reading on your site, too. Can you talk about your position on sodium, especially for athletes who are told to add tons of sodium to their drinking water?
Yeah, well, sodium and chloride, salt, if you will, are essential nutrients. Sodium and chloride are both essential nutrients. They're required for nerve transmission, very important for athletes and very important for everybody, for that matter. They're also required for transporting fluids around in our body. And also, the chloride is important, imperative, essential to being able to make stomach acid. Without stomach acid, you cannot digest protein because the pepsin enzyme that's produced by the stomach requires an acid environment to digest proteins. And then you will not be able to absorb vitamin B12 because the intrinsic factor that is required to bind with vitamin B12 and be absorbed requires an acid environment to work properly. So anybody who says you must restrict salt because of high blood pressure should be put in jail for reckless endangerment. And anybody who dies as a result of these types of diseases, the physician then should be charged with involuntary manslaughter because sodium chloride are essential nutrients. Now, there's such a thing as Gatorade, for instance. It has sodium chloride and lots of sugar in it and is very, what should I say, inadequate, very inadequate. The average lifespan of a professional football player is 51. Taking all sports together, the average lifespan of a professional athlete is 62. The exception of three black gentlemen from the old Negro Baseball League days back in the 1920s, there's never been a professional athlete live to be 100. And so not only do people need sodium and chloride, absolutely every day in optimal amounts, they also need the other 88 essential nutrients. So we have a sports drink, by contrast, called Rebound that has 100 nutrients in it, including sodium chloride and the other 58 minerals. And so it's imperative that people choose wisely, and that's what the education process is about. And again, if we can educate people to use nutrients properly, to supplement with nutrients properly, we'll add 25 to 50 healthful years to their life. and better yet, 25 to 50 healthy years to the life of their kids, their grandkids, their great-grandkids, and we will save America by saving children.
So you're not condemning athletics. You're just saying that there's something wrong with the athletic model and, in particular, the nutrition that athletes eat.
That's correct, because when you sweat from either doing athletics, Corey, or if you're sweating during exercise and you're just drinking water or Gatorade, you're missing the boat by, you know, 1,000 light years. Because when you sweat, you're not just sweating out water or salt water. You're sweating out all 90 essential nutrients. The reason why so many young athletes die of cardiomyopathy, heart disease, ruptured aneurysms, all these sudden death athletes, and I could actually have a CD entitled Dead Athletes Don't Lie. We do a lot of work with professional Olympic athletes, boxers, football players, hockey players, soccer players, basketball players. We deal with athletes of every sport, and we help them win gold medals in the Olympics. We help them win their championships in professional and university and high school sports. And we prevent them from dying suddenly by making sure everything they're sweating out in their sweat, this soup we call sweat, is replaced with our Rebound. And they take the 90 for life, and they're able to maintain their cartilage, their joints, their disc between their vertebrae, their tendons and ligaments, their bones. And every athlete out there should really listen to that CD called Dead Athletes Don't Lie. Dead Athletes Don't Lie. I'd encourage them to get it. And they can get it through drglidden.com, drglidden.com. Dr. Glidden will be able to help them get one of these CDs called Dead Athletes Don't Lie. They can get Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dr. Glidden has some great CDs of his own. Who Made MDs King is a great one. And it gives people a sense that, oh my gosh, if doctors really knew what they were talking about, they should live to be 150. Why are the doctors dying at 56? That's the doctor's own surveys, Corey. In their own surveys, doctors only live to be 56. We're talking about primary care and family doctors. It's just absolutely criminal that they're giving advice on health and longevity. It should be a Class A felony for doctors to give advice on nutrition.
Yes, we agree. Now, can you please tell us how to get to you online?
They can get to me, Corey, through Dr. Glidden. It's drglidden.com, drglidden.com. And he and I are in communications 10, 12 times a day. And he can handle most things that your listeners might ask, but there's times when we, you know, it's significant enough where we'll do three ways, or he can refer the person to me if he feels that I'm better experienced in answering a particular question. And so I would direct everybody to Dr. Glidden first, drglidden.com.
Very good. Yes, and he was the one that brought us to you, and we want to thank him for that. So we've got wallachonline.com, we've got the wallachfiles.com, and we've also got drjwallach.com. So lots of websites where we can get to your work and buy your books and follow what you're doing. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we just, you know, we love to work with people. Let us help you. If a doctor says you need double knee replacement, say no. You need back surgery, say no. They want to give you some experimental drug to try on your Lyme's disease you've had for 40 years, say no, no, no. Contact us, give us 90 days, and if we fail you, which is impossible, if we were to fail you, you could always go get your surgery and your pharmaceuticals, right? But if you take surgery and pharmaceuticals first, Corey, we can't always get you undead, unparalyzed, uninfected, and unsurgeried.
Yeah, those are pretty powerful words. Time for one more question. Thank you very much. It's a bit of a philosophical question. Einstein is a hero to me, and I loved his work. I love physics and learning. But he said, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. What is your viewpoint on the status of the world today when it comes to peace?
Well, again, I've spent 20 years in the military, so I'm very familiar with these questions and these events. Peace, you know, a bully doesn't pick on you when he thinks you're stronger than he is. And so you have to be strong. You have to be prepared to defend yourself, to think if you're just nice and nicey nice. And, you know, Europe tried that before the Second World War, and Hitler invaded Europe because he felt that everybody was weak. And Europe by themselves couldn't fend Hitler off. It took the Russians and the United States together with Europe to beat Hitler. And so we have to watch it, because there's always evil lurking out there. And the only way to keep world peace is to be extremely strong, not to use force when it's not warranted, but when it's necessary, you have to be able to defend yourself. And you cannot do that from a position of a pacifist. You must be able to defend yourself if the bad guys come after you with big guns.
Dr. Joel Wallach has been my special expert guest. He is a naturopathic doctor and a veterinarian and an expert in all matters that relate to nutrition and preventive medicine. Dr. Wallach, we thank you very much for the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Corey. Appreciate you. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Present his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.